Who wants an 850 credit score? We all do, right? But is it really possible? Only roughly 1% of the population actually has perfect credit, which is a score of 850 based on a scale of 300 to 850. So how did they do it? Well, today I'm going to walk you through step by step exactly what it takes to increase your credit score fast and maybe even join the top 1%. So stick around.
So the big question is this: how can we take our passion for helping people with their credit and turn it into a successful business without taking loans, without spending a fortune, by bootstrapping it from nothing, so we can help the most people and still become highly profitable? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answer. My name is Daniel Rosen, and welcome to Credit Repair Business Secrets.
So let's dive into this. How do you get an 850 credit score? Well, first, let's look at what folks with such a high credit score all have in common. They each have between 4 and 6 credit cards, which are revolving accounts. They each have at least one installment line, like a mortgage or an auto loan, that's in good standing. They each have around 30 years of credit use. They each have no late payments or any other serious account errors for at least the past 7 years. They each have very few inquiries, no more than 3 inquiries during any 6-month period. They each have no derogatory notations like collections, bankruptcies, liens, judgments, etc., and their debt levels are below 30% of their overall credit limit. Now, from this list, you can easily see that this is not an overnight success. But the point I really want to make during this episode is that, yes, it is possible, but no, it's not necessary to have an 850 credit score. Anything above 700 is going to significantly help you or your clients to qualify for the life they want, and anything else above that is just icing on the cake, okay? So when you are a credit hero using Credit Repair Cloud as your software running your profitable credit repair business, I want to remind you that when you are coaching your clients, you don't sell credit scores, okay? Credit score raising is not your job, okay? What your job is to educate your clients on the best practices and to work on their behalf to correct any errors or issues on their credit report. And if you do all that, their score will naturally increase. And finally, if you are somebody that wants to be in the top 1%, or you have a client with that goal, go for it. Because all the principles that I'm going to share, they apply whether you're trying to increase from 300 to 500 or from 500 to 800. So take what I'm going to go over today and apply it to yourself and apply it to your clients no matter where they are on the credit journey. Okay? So let's dive in. Coaching your clients to a higher credit score can have a major impact on their life as you help them to understand their habits and to change any habits that are getting in the way of the life that they want. See, the trick to increasing a credit score is understanding the importance of keeping your spending under control. Okay? I don't even use credit cards. And that's because I was so addicted to them in the past that I couldn't control my spending. So now I only use a debit card. Now, next important is always paying all bills on time. And finally, reserve applying for credit to the things that you really want, as opposed to random store cards every time someone asks if you want to save an additional 10% today by applying for our store card. No, you don't need the store card. You don't need it, Okay? It really is that simple. Here's why this is important. As you are coaching your clients and they begin seeing results, they are going to be so grateful that they're going to turn from a paying customer to a raving fan. And that means they're going to refer more people to you. And then your business will continue to grow. And one of the best ways to establish instant credibility is by showing your potential clients increased credit scores and testimonials from happy previous clients. Now, maybe that's not an 850, but maybe it is. So here's what you need to know. There are five simple ways that you can increase your credit score and then turn around and coach your clients to having a higher credit score themselves. Okay, number one, see what everyone is saying. And by everyone, I mean the three major credit reporting agencies, Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion. They are keeping tabs on what you do with your credit and your finances. So at least once a year and a few months before entering into any major loan, you want to review your credit reports from Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion. Okay? You are entitled to one free report from each bureau once a year and even more under certain circumstances. Next, you want to fix all typos and errors. Since your credit record spans almost a decade of your borrowing activity, it makes sense that errors are going to sometimes turn up. A recent study showed that 79% of all credit reports contain errors, okay? That's nearly 8 out of 10 credit reports, okay? Some common credit reporting errors include out-of-date addresses, closed accounts being shown as open, and credit lines not being reported at the correct amount and wrong information. Next, you want to change your ways immediately. Self-inflicted credit wounds like a history of late payments, defaults, or irresponsible behavior in general that will fade from your record over time. Since the most recent behavior on your reports carries more weight than old news, you want to make a commitment that from this day forward, you are going to be a financially upright citizen. And over time, your score will grow. It just will. Remember, your credit card is not cash. It represents money that you don't have. Even though you've been approved by a bank or a store to borrow thousands of dollars, you don't actually have thousands of dollars to spend, which leads nicely to the next rule. Ignore anyone's rules on what would be an acceptable amount of debt. Your debt-to-income ratio is the measure of how much debt you carry versus how much money after taxes you have coming in. In the world of lending, it is acceptable to carry 25% of your income in debt. But that ratio is still very high. So you might want to consider trying to keep your debt, including your car loans, to 15% or less of your after-tax income. Pretty simple, right? But when you follow these principles and you coach them to your clients, you can radically change your lives and a whole lot of lives around you, just like our Millionaires Club member, Derica Harwell, has. Derica is the founding CEO of Beautify Credit, a massive credit repair operation that Derica built all by herself from ground zero. And when I say ground zero, I mean she was living in her car with her two kids when she started this business. And that's why her unstoppable success is all the more inspiring because of everything that Derica had to go through to get to where she is today. Even though she's now living a very busy life at the top of the credit repair industry, Derica is very passionate about education and community work. She is also an award-winning author, and she recently received the Author of the Year Award for her book called Beautiful Credit, which is in the financial literacy category. Now, recently, Derica was here on my podcast, and she shared her journey with us. If you haven't already listened to it, you really should. It's amazing. So after this one is over, go listen to Derica. She shares some incredible credit repair insights, and you'll learn exactly how Derica created her multi-million dollar credit repair business from nothing. And it's really an amazing story. And if you're just starting, or you're thinking of starting your credit repair business, I want to invite you to join our upcoming Credit Hero Challenge. It's starting really soon, and in this challenge, I'm going to hold you by the hand and take you step by step as you launch your credit repair business. It's a highly interactive program with live coaching calls, daily mentorship, and a ton of action steps, bonuses, and you even get certified in three different areas. So go check it out right now at CreditHeroChallenge.com. And if you're finding value in the things that I'm sharing on this podcast, click below to subscribe, okay? I don't want you to miss any episodes. And if you're feeling kind, rate me and give me a review, because this is a new podcast and I can use all the help I can get. And I will see you on the next episode. So until then, keep changing lives.
Want a fast track to creating an amazing business that helps people, changes lives, and makes you a great living in the process? Then I'd like to invite you to my free online training at creditrepaircloud.com/free training. In this free training, you will learn how to get clients willing to pay you even if you're just starting out, how to get easy credit repair results without being an expert, and how to get all the clients you'll ever need without paying for advertising. Again, this training is absolutely free. Just visit creditrepaircloud.com/free training.